Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome to the show. This is Sports with Strawberry Ice. I'm your host, Jeff Trenopole, and as always, I bring you sports from a West Side point of view right here in the great city of Cincinnati, Ohio. As I drop my notes, home of the Cincinnati Reds and Bearcats. All right, guys, do me a favor. If you found the channel, hit that like and subscribe button. I'm up to 622 subscribers. That's awesome. Let's get it rolling, try to get to 700 as fast as we can. Now this show and every show is brought to you by T Properties. T Properties, quality housing for quality people. Check out their website at www.tpropertiesllc.com for all your rental property management needs and your rental needs. All right, guys, I didn't do a show yesterday. Got a little busy, but you know how things go. But the Bengals were at it last night. Now this is from the great Jeff Hobson of Bengals.com. Thursday night, the Bengals kind of did a walkthrough. Not really a scrimmage. Not really a game. It was kind of interesting. Now, it was supposed to be the final preseason game for the Bengals and the Indianapolis Colts. Now, like I said, it's hard to call a walkthrough or anything. They were in full uniform. Scoreboard was on. The lights were on. They had a 60s laugh track as the crowd noise, so that was kind of interesting. Coaches' headsets were out there. Everything was out there. The Bengals were actually practicing running onto the field. Now, this is something they wouldn't have had, they would have done at least twice by now if they had played the regular preseason, but they didn't. So they got to practice how to do that, where to go, you know, what to do, and it's 2020 season, baby. It's a whole different thing. Now, Giovanni Bernard summed it up well. He said, I think a lot of it was getting everybody out there and getting together and understanding how we're working, how it runs on game day. Obviously, we got some young guys who haven't had a preseason, well, he said, haven't really had a preseason game yet. They haven't had a preseason game. They haven't had anything. So the very first time Joe Burrow, T. Higgins, and all these guys run out onto Paul Brown Stadium for real will be for real on the very first game. So like I said, that's just something you take for granted that they normally do. They don't have to practice that. I mean, but you do. I mean, if you've never run out on the field, you don't know. Hell, you might not even know what sideline it is for sure. I mean, unless you follow the group, you know, and I'm sure they've got spots to stand for social distancing and everything like that. So there is protocols and rules that they had to follow this year that they probably never have had to follow before because of the pandemic going on. So it's just something I never even thought about that they would have to actually practice. But they did. They had to practice running onto the field. Now, the good thing was wide receiver A.J. Green, my man, looks like he's ready to play. If he plays, which he should in the very first game here, 1 week from Sunday, I cannot wait. It'll be his first game that he's played since December 2nd, 2018. Wow, that's been a long time, and he has got to be chomping at the bit. Now, he hasn't done much since he tweaked his hamstring 2 weeks ago, but he was up at Adam Thursday running out there. As far as I know, he looked good running onto the field. I think they did some warm-ups, and they did some, like I said, it was kind of a walk-through semi-scrimmage against themselves. Like I said, it was very hard to understand what Jeff Hobson was trying to, or how he's trying to explain what it was. Now, this article is on Bengals Nation, and I posted it on my Facebook page, Sports with Strawberry Ice. So you can kind of get a better idea of Hobson and trying to explain what they did. Because I don't think the Bengals actually know what they did. It's mostly, I think, just getting ready. How it's going to run, because there's not going to be fans, it cracks me up that they're putting crowd noise in there. First game, there's not going to be a crowd. So I don't know if they're going to play crowd noise like they do at the Reds games and stuff, or They're just going to play crowd noise when the Chargers are on offense and dead silence when the Bengals are playing, which I seriously doubt that's going to happen. That would be a home field advantage right there. But it's just something they got to work on that they've never had to work on before. So, week from last night, we have our first NFL game. A week from Sunday is the Bengals' first game. And by the way, Dan Patrick, which you know me, I love pointing out when these national guys are wrong. You were wrong. You were like, well, don't be surprised if they don't, if they push the season back a week or two. Don't be surprised if they don't start playing until October. Well, they're playing. That's one thing about the NFL I've loved. The only thing that they didn't do is the preseason, which I think playing four games is too many. Zero is not enough. They need to play at least one to two games, at least. I think just for stuff like this and to kind of figure out what you got offensively, defensively against another team. But they didn't, so we'll find out. But Dan Patrick, you're wrong again. So I love pointing out when, you know, Cowhead does something wrong, Stephen A does something wrong, Dan Patrick says something wrong. Yeah, you're wrong. All right, let's get to my fourth placed Cincinnati Reds. They are six games out of first place. There's still time. I know, I keep saying that. We only got a month left. They gotta get on a roll. They did not lose last night. Well, they didn't play. So it's kind of easy not to lose them. But they did win their last game against St. Louis. Joey Votto hit a walk-off to win the game. They're playing two today versus the Pittsburgh Pirates. That game's at 4:05. First game's at 4:05. We should basically, my opinion, the Reds need to go out there and sweep Pittsburgh. You need to sweep them. They are the worst team in our division. They are one of the worst teams in baseball. No excuses, no nonsense. Go out there, kick their ass, send them back to Pittsburgh, and let's go. Let's get back into this. So, starts today, 4 o'clock. I will definitely be watching. I got to give a shout out to my guys, local podcasters, pardon the punctuation. They were able to get Sean Casey on their show this week, and I posted it on Reds Country. Now, I don't know if you guys follow these guys at all or not, but the way they got Casey is, I guess Casey challenged them to eat 12 cheese conies. Now, they posted it. You can check it out on their Facebook page. Like I said, pardon the punctuation of Matt or Ed trying to eat 12 cheese conies. I think he got 9 down before they all decided to come back up. I'm like, whew. I love Skyline. There, I can't get 9 down. I can get 4. 4 is like it. I'm done after 4. And I'm a pretty big dude. But 4 is it. That's my max. So props to you guys for getting the mayor, Sean Casey. The podcast, like I said, is on the Reds Country. It pins at the top. You guys can check it out. Now it's Friday. And as usual, I have a Zeke of the week. Now, you would think it would be Dan Patrick because I just mentioned it, but he's on like the Hall of Fame of Zeke of the week. You know, him, Stephen A, and what's that guy? Oh, yeah, Cowhead. But this week is two football conferences who decided to take their footballs and go home about a month ago because, in my opinion, they thought that everybody would follow them. Well, they were wrong. The Big Ten and Pac-12, you guys, are my Zeeks of the week. Now, it even makes it worse. Everybody is like, oh, this is a great day for the Pac-12 because yesterday they came out and said that they have testing, that they can test guys immediately and get it back within 15 minutes. Great. Then why don't you have a date to when you're going to play? Like now, not January. Now. I mean, if you could test somebody and get the results back in 15 minutes, why aren't you playing? And why aren't you sharing that with the rest of the college football teams? And apparently I heard that they had this, or this company was trying to get the Pac-12 to use this a month ago. And they just came out yesterday, oh, we got this. We're so great. We're the Pac-12. Oh, well, the football. No, we're not going to play football. No. We don't want to do that. No. We can test everybody and find out that you don't have it or you do have it. But we're not going to play football. No, we're going to wait till January. Huh? Anyway, Big Ten, they're trying to come back. We'll see what happens. But just for the ignorance and just the gall of saying, we're not going to play. Everybody else is going to follow us. Nope. Anyway, you guys are my Zeke's of the week. I do hope you guys decide to come and play football October. That would be great. So hopefully you can get back into everything else. But if not, hey, my University of Cincinnati Bearcats will be glad to take your spots in the college football playoffs. No problem at all. Just stay at home. Test yourselves. Stay at home. We got this. All right, guys. Now it's time for my Facebook groups that I help run. I invite you guys to come join them. They are Bengals Nation, Reds Country. I said Reds Country is where I posted the pardon my punctuation podcast with Sean Casey. So check it out there. Bearcats Country and Cyclones Country. And then I ask you guys to follow me on all my social platforms. Sports with Strawberry Ice. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those. I also do a podcast, same as YouTube channel, just the audio version. I'm on, I keep calling it Bean Pot, but it's Pot Bean. I don't know why I keep calling it Bean Pot. It's Pot Bean, Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcast. Do me a favor, like, subscribe, give me a 5-star review. YouTubers, 622, that's awesome. We stayed there. I didn't lose anybody. That's great. Let's try to get it rolling. Try to get to 700 as fast as we can. And other than that, it's Friday. Let's go drink a beer, have some fun, watch the Reds, hopefully sweep the Pittsburgh Pirates. Sweep, baby, sweep. That's what I want. David Bell, you listen to me? I want to sweep. Other than that, that's your sports, baby. See you guys.